At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with the Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
What you are thinking? Most of the time, a deeper dive into your mind's patterns. What I've often seen in Vedic astrology is that the fifth house, its ruling planet, and the sun in your chart reveal a lot about your thought patterns and mental energy. These elements combine to shape not only your intellectual approach, but also your creativity, passions, and even romantic inclinations. Let me guide you through how each part of this cosmic trio impacts what you're likely thinking about most of the time. 1. The fifth house, core of your thoughts and creative energy. Intellect and creativity. In astrology, the fifth house is your center for mental energy and how you channel creative expression. If you find yourself deeply drawn to art, music, or conceptual work, it's likely because this house has strong influences that make you naturally creative. Romantic thoughts and joy. This house also governs romance and love. So if you're daydreaming about love, the fifth house has a role here. You're often thinking about joy, excitement, and even the thrill of speculative risks, because this house fuels those desires. Judgment and speculation. When you weigh risks or have a gut feeling about something, that's your fifth house talking. It controls your ability to make calculated moves. So if you're drawn to areas that involve speculation, like investments, this house plays a big part. 2, the fifth lord, directing your thought patterns. The planet ruling your fifth house, known as the fifth lord, gives direction to your thoughts, focusing your intellectual energies. Its placement in your chart is like a map to understanding what captivates you mentally. If it's in the first house, you're often self-reflective, thinking about how you come across to others or how you express yourself. In the second house, family and security are big themes, and much of your thinking might be about values, traditions, or stability. In the third house, you're likely absorbed with learning, communication, and perhaps building specific skills that let you express yourself. In the 10th house, your career dominates your thoughts, guiding you to think about achievement, recognition, and success. Kesha 3, the sun, illuminating your sense of purpose and thought clarity. Self-esteem and purpose. The sun represents your soul and drives your sense of purpose. If your sun is strong and well-placed, you're likely confident and clear-minded, with thoughts that gravitate toward meaningful pursuits. When you feel the urge to work toward something significant, that's the sun lighting up your mind. Sun's placement effects. In the fifth house, you're often thinking about leadership, creativity, and ways to stand out. It amplifies your desire for self-expression. In the ninth house, your mind wanders toward big-picture ideas, philosophy, and perhaps spiritual concepts. You're drawn to explore and question. In the 12th house, your thoughts may turn inward. This placement pulls you toward introspection and possibly even spiritual or subconscious exploration. Her 4, aspects and conjunctions, shaping specific thought themes. When planets influence your 5th house, 5th lord, or sun, they add layers to what you're thinking about. Jupiter's influence makes your thoughts optimistic, broad-minded, and often philosophical. Mercury's influence sharpens your analytical abilities, making you focused on communication and intellectual agility. Saturn's influence adds seriousness and sometimes skepticism, making you think practically and with discipline. Mars's influence intensifies passion and drive, but can bring impulsive or assertive thinking if not balanced. 5, combining these influences for your mental blueprint, By considering the unique blend of your fifth house, fifth lord, and sun's positions, I can get a sense of your main mental themes. Here are a few examples to show how these play out. If you have a powerful sun and a fifth lord in your 10th house, your mind is likely focused on ambition and creativity in your career. If your sun and fifth lord are in water signs or in the 12th and 8th houses, your thoughts might often be introspective or focused on deeper, transformative subjects, such as psychology or even the occult. Nakshatra influence on thought process in the 5th house. Now, let me examine the placement of different planets in each one of the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology within the 5th house, and let's see how that plays out in your thought process. Each nakshatra brings its unique flavor to your mind's landscape, and the planetary placements within these nakshatras can further refine and add depth to what you think about and how you process the world around you. Thought patterns of Shatabhisha Nakshatra. For all ascendants, Shatabhisha Nakshatra, located in Aquarius and ruled by Rahu, is symbolized by a circle or 100 physicians, representing healing, mystery, and the search for hidden truths. Known for its independent, introspective, and analytical energy, Shatabhisha is the nakshatra of those who seek knowledge, healing, and a deeper understanding of life's mysteries. This nakshatra encourages introspection, unconventional thinking, and a focus on inner strength. Here's how the fifth lord in Shatabhisha Nakshatra shapes your thought patterns, depending on your ascendant and house placement. Aries ascendant. Sun as the fifth lord in Shatabhisha Nakshatra. With the sun as the fifth lord in your 11th house, Shatabhisha's independent and intellectual energy influences your thoughts on friendships, aspirations, and group dynamics. You may often think about how to achieve your goals through innovation and originality, valuing connections that inspire intellectual growth. Shatabhisha encourages you to approach social interactions with an open mind, making your thoughts centered on achieving aspirations that have a meaningful impact. Your thoughts are geared toward building a network of like-minded individuals, valuing friendships that allow for self-expression and shared vision. Taurus ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, 10th house. With Mercury in the 10th house, Shatabhisha's analytical and unconventional energy enhances your thoughts on career, reputation, and communication. You may often think about how to stand out professionally through unique ideas and problem solving, valuing work that challenges conventional norms. Shatabhisha encourages you to approach your career with a focus on innovation, making your mind inclined toward breaking new ground in your field. Your thoughts are centered on achieving recognition through originality and insight, valuing a career that allows for intellectual freedom and independent thinking. Gemini ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, 9th house. With Venus as the fifth lord in the 9th house, Shatabhisha's introspective and philosophical energy shapes your thoughts on spirituality, philosophy, and higher learning. You're likely to think about how to explore spiritual or philosophical truths in unconventional ways, valuing beliefs that foster inner healing and self-awareness. Shatabhisha encourages you to approach spirituality with curiosity and a desire for depth, making your mind focused on uncovering insights that go beyond surface understanding. Your thoughts are centered on seeking wisdom that promotes both personal growth and self-discovery. Cancer ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, 8th house. With the moon as your fifth lord in the 8th house, Shatabhisha's mysterious and healing energy shapes your thoughts on transformation, shared resources, and emotional depth. You may often think about how to understand life's hidden aspects and manage emotional challenges, valuing healing and resilience. Shatabhisha encourages you to explore the mysteries of the mind and heart, making your mind focused on achieving emotional strength through self-awareness. Your thoughts are centered on personal transformation and deep introspection, valuing experiences that help you grow emotionally and spiritually. Leo ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, 7th house. With Jupiter in the 7th house, Shatabhisha's wise and unconventional energy influences your thoughts on relationships, partnerships, and mutual understanding. You may often think about how to build partnerships that allow for independence and mutual respect, valuing intellectual and emotional freedom within relationships. Shatabisha encourages you to approach relationships with openness and a desire for growth, making your mind focused on creating bonds that foster mutual healing and understanding. Your thoughts are centered on building partnerships that are both insightful and freeing, valuing honesty and shared exploration. Virgo Ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Shatabisha Nakshatra, sixth house. With Saturn in the sixth house, Shatabisha's disciplined and introspective energy enhances your thoughts on work, health, and self-improvement. You may often think about how to approach your responsibilities with an analytical mind and a focus on long-term well-being, valuing routines that promote healing and personal growth. Shatabisha encourages you to approach your tasks with resilience and inner strength, making your mind focused on self-discipline and personal mastery. Your thoughts are centered on achieving balance through consistent effort, valuing the insights that come from self-reflection and perseverance. Libra Ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Shatabisha Nakshatra, fifth house. With Saturn in the fifth house, Shatabisha's analytical and introspective energy shapes your thoughts on creativity, self-expression, and intellectual pursuits. You may often think about how to bring structure to your creative ideas, valuing originality and depth in your self-expression. Shatabisha encourages you to approach your talents with a disciplined yet open mind, making your thoughts focused on achieving mastery through introspection. Your thoughts are centered on developing creative ideas that are unique and meaningful, valuing intellectual rigor and self-awareness in your pursuits. Scorpio Ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Shatabisha Nakshatra, fourth house. With Jupiter in the fourth house, Shatabisha's wise and healing energy influences your thoughts on home, family, and emotional security. You may often think about how to create a supportive and healing environment for yourself and your family, valuing wisdom and understanding in family interactions. Shatabisha encourages you to approach family matters with compassion and insight, making your mind focused on nurturing a home where growth and emotional healing are priorities. Your thoughts are centered on cultivating a harmonious family life that encourages mutual support and healing. Sagittarius Ascendant, Mars as the fifth lord in Shatabisha Nakshatra, third house. With Mars in the third house, Shatabisha's driven and analytical energy shapes your thoughts on communication, learning, and personal initiatives. You may often think about how to pursue your interests with a unique perspective, valuing both resilience and originality in self-expression. Shatabisha encourages you to approach communication with a blend of courage and introspection, making your mind focused on meaningful and impactful dialogue. Your thoughts are centered on using your skills to explore new ideas, valuing communication that is insightful and independent. Capricorn Ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Shatabisha Nakshatra, second house. With Venus in the second house, Shatabisha's introspective and healing energy influences your thoughts on family values, finances, and self-worth. You may often think about how to create stability and fulfillment in your financial and personal life, valuing security that aligns with inner well-being. Shatabisha encourages you to approach material matters with insight and patience, making your mind focused on creating a life that is both prosperous and meaningful. Your thoughts are centered on building wealth that supports personal growth, valuing financial security that contributes to inner peace and satisfaction. Aquarius Ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Shatabisha Nakshatra, first house. With Mercury in the first house, Shatabisha's intellectual and unique energy greatly influences your sense of self and personal expression. You're likely to think about how to present yourself in a way that reflects both your independence and intellectual depth, valuing personal growth through learning and self-discovery. Shatabisha encourages you to approach life with curiosity and an unconventional mindset, making your mind focused on exploring new ideas and perspectives. Your thoughts are centered on developing a distinct identity that values knowledge, introspection, and authenticity. Pisces Ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Shatabisha Nakshatra, 12th house. With the moon as the fifth lord in the 12th house, Shatabisha's mystical and introspective energy shapes your thoughts on spirituality, solitude, and inner exploration. you may often think about how to connect with your inner self and seek understanding beyond the material world, valuing solitude and personal insight. Shatabisha encourages you to approach spirituality with openness and depth, making your mind focused on discovering peace and healing through introspection. Your thoughts are centered on achieving spiritual growth and emotional clarity, valuing the transformative power of solitude and self-reflection.